There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Friday style. Second hour, glad to have you along. You know, that news story a second ago, too, about the butterflies got me thinking of the insects on the brain. I just walked out to the farmhouse here to the truck. You know who doesn't waste time as a group of critters? And obviously, they fit in the, you know, beavers and bees, but specifically carpenter bees. The first day you get that it resembles spring, those jokers are on the job. They're on the job boring holes in my home here as fast as they can. Carpenter bees. Nope, no moss on them. They're busy. Also, a lot of texts, we're trying to get back to some of these from last hour, but Terry says this: Sean, I think you do due diligence by offering a counterpoint to all Britain's IV propaganda claims by having Admiral Kent Davis on the air. Terry gets a gold star for how I do radio. Now, if somebody says something that's just patently false, then that's not opinion, then I will challenge people on it, like whatever texter earlier said, well, you don't challenge. But my job here is to have a platform with people with different opinions to come on and give their opinion. That's what this is about on this show. So, yeah, I balance things out that way. I think too many people have seen cable news shows or wherever where people just hollering randomly at people and think that that's the way every show should be. Hey, some shows are like that. It takes a lot. Now, I will holler at people from time to time, but it's not my normal, you know, place there. My resting hollering face, whatever, something like that. All right, y'all say hello. You know her, you love her. Fill-in host extraordinaire around FM Talk 106.5. Reader work at 1819 News and other places in the state of Alabama. It's April Marie Fogle. Hey, April Marie.
Good afternoon, Sean. You causing trouble today? More trouble than normal?
Not really. Just normal trouble. Normal trouble. Can we do this? I've got this. So you and I have both Doge fans, talk Doge weekly. It was interesting to hear President Trump sounding a lot like me for the last couple of weeks saying, hey, I just want to make sure we do scalpel cuts instead of, you know, hatchet cuts here or you know, guillotine cuts as Doge goes through. Because I think there's a lot of waste in departments that needs to be cut. But this idea, politically, it's going to be unworkable if you have, you know, people losing their jobs that are critical to the function of whatever, you know, department or thing is out there. So he's even saying that. So I saw this today. What's your reaction? Maybe you've already seen this. Here's some things.
Go ahead.
All right. Here's what I've got. So As things to cut that I tempt the left to have a problem with this. Here's the cut, and I'm setting this up. Please, people on the left, please, people scream at me why these Doge cuts are bad. All right, this says, here it is. HUD, so Housing Urban Development, has completed their audit here, and on the licenses that they pay for, right? You know, software licenses, we deal with We have X number of Outlook Express account or Outlook accounts and Adobe, whatever it is, the PDF reader, and then the Excel. You know, I got to pay for a certain number of employees to have this access. Okay, so HUD has found on their paid software license audit here, they have 35,855 ServiceNow licenses on three products, of which they're using 84. So the first number we're paying for the taxpayer is 35,855 ServiceNow licenses. They use 84. They have 11,020 Acrobat licenses, zero users at HUD. They have 1,700, wow. 1,776 Cognos, and I don't know what Cognos is, licenses. They only use 325. I know this one, 800 Westlaw Classic licenses. Out of that, they're using 216. That's what they're paying for. Then look at this. It says also it says GSA has 13,000 employees, but they are currently paying for 37,000 WinZip licenses. And they have, remember, 13,000 employees. They have 19,000 training software subscriptions they're paying for. So please, on the left, let me know how that's a bad cut. Please tell me how that's fascism or whatever you want to throw at it.
Right. And that's one of those where somebody should, this, you would think there would be somebody in an office, whether it's the office of the secretary or the office of the administrator. And I've worked at HUD. I worked at HUD and I worked at EPA, what I call the administration's playgrounds when there's Republicans in charge, because those are not deeply loved agencies. And you would think there would be somebody in those offices who whose job it is, it would likely be a bureaucrat, who stays there, who doesn't change with each term, whose job it is to say, okay, if someone leaves, we shut down their licenses. Because you know what's happened is somebody worked there. You know, I worked there in, 2004 or, six. There might be licenses from when I worked there. Does that make sense? That they just never canceled. They continued to pay once it got approved. And that's likely what happened. And so, you know, what would behoove all of these agencies, which I wouldn't mind taking a, again, go ahead and just lop them all off, is just connect everybody from everything. And then you figure out who needs what. Like, oh, I went to sign into my Adobe today and it didn't work. Guess I need that license. And so go ahead and find out what 15 people in the agency are using those, because these are not things that people routinely use. Maybe you use Adobe Reader, but do you need the whole Adobe suite? And you can just find so much cost savings in that.
Yeah, and that's one that I guess the nature of private business, when you're trying to actually make a profit, you know, you get your bill and you go, yeah, they're charging you for, you know, whatever. In my world, it'd be they're charging you for 20 licenses. And I go, yeah, we got like 13 people that need it now. Then I'm going to cut 7 licenses, because I look at that. I guess there's not a department. There should be. I mean, there's government, GAO, but yeah, there should be somebody going, hey, how many licenses we need? Okay, we got 13,000 employees. Well, we don't need more than 13,000. Cut the other ones. It's just, this is common sense stuff. Now, is this going to make our deficit go away? No, but there's no reason you shouldn't do it. Start here and then go forward.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things where, and I get so frustrated because the left says that every time. Like every time we find 3 million, 300 million, they're like, ah, that's nothing. But all the nothings add up, right? You know, I go back.
I'm tired of it's nothing. I'm with you. If you added all the, oh, it's nothing worth pursuing, that have occurred over my 5+ decades, we probably would have half the deficit we have now. And so you're saying, it's just, it's a rounding error. Oh, the Pentagon can't figure out where $2 billion went. Yeah, that's a big deal. Yes, it is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And you look at the, you look at, again, it's all the little things. People are used to the, like, don't buy avocado toast and don't buy Starbucks and you're going to have a better budget. And people mock that. But there are individuals who are living on, $30,000 or $40,000 who were spending hundreds of dollars a week on Starbucks. And those little cuts do eventually add up.
Big time. I mean, the subscriptions, I mean, we get started on the something somebody just subscribed to, or that's, take it out of their check every month or something like that, or take it out of their bank account, drafted. And then when they go, well, I don't use that thing. Well, if you cut those and then cut that other thing, all of a sudden now you paid off the other debt and now you're, controlling your life. Obviously, government is a different thing. Now, Doge has been making headway out there. I went to the Pentagon thing because I think this is going to be one of the heaviest lifts they have, because I'm sure it's not going to be. Yeah, growing up, I heard the stories of the $500 toilet seat or $300 hammer or all the stuff that they would sell the Pentagon. Those things would probably be easier cuts, like we're talking about. They should cut those things where they're wasted money. But then when you start saying, okay, do we need two weapon systems that do the same thing? Now we're going to hear, you know this, Washington politics better than I, whatever home district that thing is made in, they're going to say, listen, if we stop making, you know, two of these different things that kind of do the same thing, next thing Vladimir Putin will be sitting in Kentucky, you know, with his troops.
Yeah, well, and that's one of those where we have had, you know, there's no sacred cows. Used to be something you would hear people talk about, except in defense. Defense spending, you need every missile, whether it works or not. You need every contract, whether it's duplicative or not, because we were afraid to touch it. And I think we finally have people in charge, grown-ups in charge, who are going to challenge that idea and recognize that, yeah, people are going to be ticked off. But their equal opportunity ticker offers up there now, and they're going to tick off the left and the right. That includes those big pork-spending Republicans.
Now, okay. Now, so do you think, I think I ask you this every week, do you think we're anywhere close to the brick wall for Doge? Or do you think they keep going? You know, there's going to be a point when they go, maybe not that there's not anything else to cut or, you know, fraud to get out of it, but that the political will goes away. I mean, is that in 2 years? Is that in 2 months? When is that?
Yesterday's cabinet meeting, I don't know if you saw the video of yesterday's cabinet meeting and the reports on it. It's the number one trending story on Politico right now, Trump reining in some of the power of Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. And what it was the first time that Trump was like, hey, you guys, you really are in charge of your department. And of course, behind the scenes, that came as a result of individuals who have been appointed. Marco Rubio specifically is one of them, who there were reports that he says he finds out things from the press that are happening in his agency. And so I think we're going to see a more targeted approach of Doge, where it is focused on these simple savings that make sense, as opposed to the, you know, here, tell me five things you did this last week kind of thing. So I think it will change and evolve, but it did what it needed to do. It got people talking about spending. I love the idea of the spinoff Twitter accounts where it's like, by agency, tell us by agency where
I
you
love
find
that
waste
too.
And abuse.
Because so it makes it where I can understand it. I mean, it's like smaller bites where I can, you know, when you throw everything at me at one time, I go, you know, give me, okay, I see this, the software licenses in this division, that and that, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, and that's what I think we're going to see. I think we're going to see less of the big in-your-face moves that Doge came out the gate with, and we're going to see more subtle, you know, less big balls, more HUD, you know, software things.
Yes.
And I think I can appreciate that. And those can go on for years. There's enough there for this to continue for years. I feel like we could be having this conversation in 2 and 3 years and go, and today it occurred to them to check this thing or that thing. And everything, you know, there's so much. You look at the fleet vehicles. You look at the office equipment. You look at the leases. Look at what they've done in Alabama. You look at 1819. We've been reporting repeatedly on leases that have been canceled of just empty space out there. And so I think more and more of that's going to happen. And once you get into the weeds, there's years worth of stuff to do.
Yeah, that's the thing that obviously what the mainstream media and left-leaning media are going to go with are these stories about, you know, it's these people, it's you know, it's April Marie and it's Sean, and they got their jobs cut, this and that and the other. When and they just don't report these other stories that, hey, there's a whole bunch of this that's not cutting a job at all. It's just they're just wasting taxpayer dollars on not a human, not even paying a money that maybe makes it back into the system through the consumer activity. This is just it's unbelievable. I mean, we knew it was there, but to have it like aha, it really is there. It feels good.
Let me tell you a true story, an actual thing. So I told you I worked for just a little while at HUD. I was a scheduler, which meant I was in the office of the secretary, and I helped with his his schedule, right? When he would fly planes, he liked trains, and so booking all that, coordinating. I'll tell you, the secretary of HUD has, or I guess he's in, yeah, the secretary of HUD has a personal chef on staff. There is a kitchen in the building. He has a personal chef. And so there is a federal employee whose full-time job it is to come into the building and cook for the secretary. And you wonder, how many of these, you know, secretary heads, and it's one thing if you have someone coming into lunch, right? Like you have the, you're hosting a lunch there.
Maybe I don't know. How about you get it catered? How about you get it catered and let a private sector business make some money to, you know, bid and cater the, you know, the lunch thing.
But there is legit a person, and he his food was amazing, and so sometimes it would be left over, and staff would get to eat it. But this guy legit has a full time job as the chef for the secretary at HUD. You cannot convince me that this is necessary, especially with Uber Eats and DoorDash now, as if there wasn't enough staff in the building for someone to run and get takeout. But yes, that's the kind of thing that will be cut for years to come. They're going to find things like that.
I got to ask you this to shift gears for as we wrap up here. One of the stories you have over at 1819 News. So this is a tough one, and I have this. I've told folks. I mean, my libertarianism has become pragmatic over the decades, from when I was 20 years old to 52, and I don't think maybe pragmatic is the word, maybe not. I'm pretty solid 2A person, but there's some things where I just go, I don't know. And that's like on the activator switches, the Glock switch, people call them.
That's
like calling everything you blow your nose with a Kleenex, right? I mean, it could be an activator switch, but
a conversion switch is what they call it.
Yes, conversion switch. There you go. And we know we're all about conversion in this country. But though the switch thing, it's illegal federally, and you know, I'm trying to balance this with going, okay, defend Second Amendment. But then, it's already illegal. This bill here in the state is just to say, hey, let the state have it illegal, too. It's not like right now you can legally have the conversion switch, right? It's just, not legally. If they pull you over, they're going to refer you to the feds, not detain you in the state.
So here's the thing, and this is, I found this bill, and I covered this bill. I don't cover the legislature for 1819, but I did a couple of stories on this bill because this bill specifically frustrated me.
Well, you cover 2A stuff for sure. That's your bailiwick.
That's my thing. And so Jeff, I said, can I please cover this? And I'll give you the short version. This bill frustrates me because KIV and Republican legislators got on board with Democrat mayors who are blaming this device for the high deaths for gang violence in Birmingham and Montgomery and other places around the state, Birmingham specifically. The mayor got up at the Senate Judiciary Committee and said, we had the highest record murder rate in the history of Birmingham because of Glock switches. And he was talking about these little things that go on devices and make them essentially machine guns. That's not why Birmingham had the highest murder rate. And anyone with half a brain knows that. What they did is they created a state law with penalties. The law wasn't necessary. What the concern is among Second Amendment, those who exercise their Second Amendment rights, is that the provisions are for pieces. So you might have a piece of a firearm that you use for something else. And then a law enforcement officer could say, oh, this is the same thing that they use for Glock switches. This is the same thing gangbangers are using, and give you enhanced penalties or cause you trouble or whatever. And I'd hate to say that's not going to happen, but there are places in rural Alabama where maybe a deputy gets a little overzealous. And so I worry about when we have increased laws without a necessary need. This is a Band-Aid to give cover to Democrats. It was wholly unnecessary, and it frustrates me that Republicans went along with it.
Okay, so to whatever the texter earlier says, well, you don't push back on folks. So let me push back here, but I'm not hollering, y'all. I talk to folks in law enforcement. They say, hey, I pulled this person over. They've got, they've got a activator switch, Glock switch on these guns. I now can report that to the feds, and the feds will get to them, but I can't detain them right now if they're not doing anything else wrong. They're going to go about, on their way. Knowing that this group of guys in the vehicle weren't firearms enthusiasts getting ready to go, just exercise Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, but that's not happening in real life. That's the scenario that law enforcement wants to use for the excuse, the same as we need to get rid of, they got to do something about permitless carry because, you know, that they need that as an avenue. Nobody is stopping a car full of gangbangers and not finding drugs or drug paraphernalia or illegal weapons or felons in possessions of weapons or other crimes being committed. Nobody's stopping a car full of gangbangers and then finding this tiny little switch that's the size of your pinky and going, aha, I would have had him if only Alabama had a law. Like, that's not something that's happening. That is for real something that Kay Ivey and Randall Woodfin made up. It's not a real thing. And so every time I hear this argument from lawmakers, which is a stupid argument, I ask law enforcement agencies, I ask law enforcement officers, I ask lawmakers, somebody give me an example of that. Find me a time where somebody, where a law enforcement officer, one time where this has happened, and no one can, because it's not a real thing. And so, yes, it could happen, and $1 million could fall out of the sky tomorrow. It's just not something that's happening.
All right, DB Cooper, touche. Well done. April Marie, people want to find you online. How do they do it?
April Marie, APRYLMARIE.
Do that over on X. Of course, read your work at
Facebook. Yep.
And read your work at 1819 News. Thanks, April Marie.
Thank you.
Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile. A lot of text to get to here at 343-0106, 343-0106. The April Marie Fan Club well represented on the text line, so we'll get to that and more when we return.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Something about Joe Walsh on a Friday afternoon sounds good to me. Welcome back, Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. I want to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars and get a little update inventory-wise. It's not new. You always have trucks coming in with vehicles, but I think when we talked Wednesday, you said, yeah, I got another truck coming in. What you got?
Yeah, we got a really nice Ram truck coming in this afternoon. We got a F-150, 2020 F-150 with really low miles. It's already sold. Got a 2020 Hyundai Sonata. I'm actually driving it right now. I mean, it's hard loaded. It's got factory nav. It's got the Bose stereo in it. Leather guts, panoramic roof. It's roll tide red. Beautiful little car. And we got a 2020 Ford Edge that just came in this morning. It's clean Carfax, one owner car. And scored a 4.5 out of a possible 5 on the condition report that we talk about on occasion. So it's a really nice vehicle.
Let's talk about people coming out to see you. What are your hours today? What about tomorrow? On Saturday?
During the week, we're always there till 6. Tomorrow, we'll be there 9 to 2. If we need to stay late, give us a call. Saturdays is just a day that we try to accommodate anybody we can. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068. You can go to the website, it's lcmmotorcars.com. Or like you said, if you want to come see us in person, we're at Highway 90 and Plantation Road in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A.
Hey, thanks, David. We'll talk soon.
Have a good day, bud.
Hey, you too. There goes David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. You know what? I'm going to read this text before I get to all the others, because I think this is interesting. As I kind of look at the variety that this show brings with all of y'all, the first text I'm going to read is my man C.B. Carl saying he's made some effective carpenter bee traps, catch about 2 or 3 a day. He's going to email me a link to the pattern. So, yeah, so number one, carpenter bees have been part of today's show. Doge and carpenter bees and Alabama veterans and the governor. But, yeah, the carpenter bee thing. I mean, they're just, you know, they waste no time. I mean, there's other insects doing their thing, but it's like the first day even like resembles spring. The carpenter bees are like, we're back at it. We're drilling holes in all your rafters. So yeah, CB Carl, I'll trap them. I know you can use a poison for them, but I like try to minimize. If I can do things without adding poison all around them, I'm happy. I'd rather trap them, right, than poison them. All right. Thank you. Fire Dog also said Cognos, because we talked about that software. It said it's an IBM analytics engine that creates reports. It's a performance metric thing. All right. Very good. There are, you know, there are some pieces of software, like in our business, that pretty much nobody uses outside of radio. And then there's things that, like, we all use, like, we, you know, regular Microsoft stuff. That Cognos was one I was ignorant to. Navy Chief in Foley said, hey, the cuts are great, but the problem we have within the Department of Defense is every August/September, so he's talking about the end of the fiscal year, there's a mad rush to identify what we haven't spent in our annual budget. By the end of the fiscal year, all department heads would start screaming. We would have to use this money in order what you need right now, because if we don't use it, we will lose it next year. This is a mentality that has to change. We should be able to order what we need when we need it, and we don't have to, what we don't use should go back into the kitty. You know, and Navy Chief, I've talked about this a bunch, and I've talked about it with elected officials, people in these positions, like what we could do differently, because same thing happens at a state level as well with the department. I would like it to be this. Because whatever the job is, and you're talking about DOD, but I mean, I'm talking about, you could be DMV at a state level, whatever it is. If you do the job for the people, because I don't want to incentivize cuts to the budget where they don't give the service, right? But if you give the service and then you can cut your budget, I would even suggest that we'll give you a little bird dog fee. So if you can cut your budget by, you know, 10-20%, then people that made those better choices or efficiency in that department get a little bonus from it. The rest of it goes back to the taxpayers, because you have to incentivize it somehow, and you're not threatened with losing that money in the next fiscal year. Now, you know, a boy can dream, right? So, but that's, I do know what you're talking about, Navy Chief. I appreciate you listening. Let's see, Jerry in Fort Morgan said, I really believe more lives would be saved by marine safety tax breaks than it would save more lives than a Glock switch ban. I believe you should be able to purchase any firearm that is for sale regardless. And Jerry, this is I have these conversations on the air because I'm just being frank with y'all, like I am on everything, that I am torn on this. There are certain things, like I took the unpopular position about the bump stocks. So I said, I thought that was ridiculous, the legislation, which in Trump's first term, he backed. The NRA sided with them, said, okay, we'll do the bump stock ban. And I kept pointing out, it just doesn't make sense. Supreme Court comes back and says it doesn't make sense. It's one of the, you know, one of the things I remember asking y'all in Trump's first term, because it was crickets when the bump stock ban came out, because people were like, well, that's Trump, it's got to be okay. Now, shut up. It's not. If it's not okay, it's not okay. Because I said, if Obama would have been in office, you'd lose your mind with the bump stock ban. This one, I feel like I'm falling into my own trap, Jerry, with this. And it's, I just have talked to law enforcement officials that don't have any, the people I've talked to about it, you've heard it on the air, it's not people in a Democrat-run city that are trying to find an excuse for gun violence. It's just people saying, hey, I pull these people over, I can refer the case up to the feds, but I got to let them go right then. And I'm scared they're going to go off and do something, you know. And so that's that becomes the subjective part of my brain versus the objective. The objective part of my brain goes, it's a piece of plastic. It's something you do with the 3D printer. Does it change the nature of the firearm? It shouldn't be banned. But at the same time, I see, you know, people that I respect so much saying, no, it really would help us. So I go through these battles within my own head. Let's see. Dan says, preach it, April. Okay, here we go. Here starts April Marie Fan Club. Preach it, April. Aaliyah and the MPD are power hungry, man. You know, I can't speak for Aaliyah. I know, you know, the officers I'm friends with are hungry for less violence. The Mariner says, I like this, text me, she's right, you know. Dang it, don't encourage her, Mariner. Like I said, it's, you know, it's one of these things, I don't have my mind 100% made up on everything. I think that's a regular human, I know some of y'all are automatons and you, There's no difference in your opinion from the second you hear something, even if you get more information. I'm one of these people that, like, at first blush, I was like, well, why are we going to ban activator switches? And then I hear these stories that go from my objective belief to get to my subjective, and I do. I try to weigh new information all the time. You know, that's when people say, that politician changed their mind about such and such. I can't believe it. Now, if they did it and no new facts came to them and maybe just a lobbyist got to them, then I'm with y'all. But if new facts on something come out and you realize things you didn't know before and you change your mind, I think that's a normal thing for a human being. I think it's a good thing. Let's see. Terry says, so I guess we're banning strips of aluminum because that's all you need to convert a Glock. Listen, Terry, yes. I mean, remember I said that about the bump stock? I was like, there may or may not be a way to do the same thing by holding onto your belt, remember? And back then it was like, you can't say that. You're going to get, and then they were like, I don't know, 100 YouTube videos came out about the same thing. But if we don't, it's tough. I mean, Terry, it's tough. Because absolutely what all of y'all have said in the April Marie fan club here, y'all are accurate. I agree. I worry about these situations laid out, and I don't know how to do that. I mean, that's the tough thing, and it's why you hear me kind of having to drag me across the line for it, because I am also a civil libertarian. I disagree with a lot of my friends in law enforcement about civil asset forfeiture. I'm very pro protecting our liberties. At the same time, I look around and I see the just sickening stories of violence out there, and I said, any way we can get these son of a guns off the street, that's my subjective coming through. All right. Bob said, Sean, while I agree with most of what April Marie said, I'd like to challenge that using always or never in a conversation sometimes can be far-fetched. I'm sure you could find a law enforcement officer that said they did find somebody with a Glock switch but could do nothing with the suspect. Probably needs to omit always she needs to omit always and never when speaking to the masses. That is well said. I know people that, and April Marie's been doing this for a while, but it's interesting to hear people that either are commenting on stories, or you'll see it on social media, or brand new into talk radio, and they'll say, I guarantee 100%, or you hear politicians, I guarantee 100% of the time this always happens. And you hear that and you go, that's somebody who maybe doesn't have a lot of wisdom, because you spend enough rotations around the sun here, you realize that there sometimes are exceptions to things. All right, let's see. Texter said, my wife said she would bury me under a chicken coop if she caught me shooting carpenter bees again using a pellet gun. It was fun, though. I think I did some of that with the BB gun when I was young. But the poison thing, like you can get the little dust stuff, right, for the carpenter bee, but what other critters are you getting, you know? What is it? Not that I don't use herbicides and not that I don't use pesticides. I just try to minimize the amount of doing that. Because what did somebody say the other day? That's because I'm a right-wing hippie. That's what somebody said about me. So, yeah, maybe that is it. Jerry says the sheriffs around our state have always been against the God-given rights of the citizens to bear arms. I suppose they are able to justify it to get reelected. I've never understood how Sheriff Cochran got away with firing Shane Stringer for doing what his constituents wanted him to do. Well, he worked at you could disagree politically. Like, I understand what you're saying there, Jerry, but he did have the right to, because he worked for the sheriff's department. And that is at the will of the sheriff if you work for the sheriff's department. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile, 343-0106.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you all along. Like I said, just a week out, taking the show on the road. We'll be at the Mobile Boat Show next Friday, but give you details in just a little bit. Where you should stop today is to see my friend. You can see Ron while you're there, but go see my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. She is like having your own, like, ombudsman or whatever that term is, your guru when it comes to jewelry out there. Because you can come in, like, okay, Anna, tell him if I'm lying. I can come in and go, hey, I like that last thing I gave her, but what's next? And you're like, just stay right there, Sean. And you bring me all the kind of stuff that kind of goes with the last thing. I mean, it's, you're like a personal concierge for jewelry. I love it.
Yes, that's correct. That's a good way to put it. Yes, sir.
I mean, it's good for those of us that may not be as imaginative, right, when it comes to jewelry items, to have somebody go, okay, so the last thing you bought was this. Well, if they like this, what do you think about the – and it's just great, because instead of me trying to guess out of, you know, the thousands of items you have, you go, here are 10 things that fit that definition. Now you scaled it down to where I can get my mind around it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get something that matches that exactly or really close to it. So that way, you know, you're not going to not necessarily mess up the ensemble, but, you know, disrupt it.
No, I mean, it really is. It's a great thing, y'all, when you're buying those gift items. And you do that as well, that you've told us, hey, if you're looking in the cat, you know, you're looking there and you see the jewelry that's out on display, that is the tip of the iceberg. So it's always worth asking, hey, do y'all got anything that's like this or this? Because you've got stuff in the back that you know where it is, and you can go get it and pull it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, people don't know that we have flatware, which is like, you know, if you needed a wedding present, like a cake cutter, a knife, we could do that. We can also engrave those. There's all kinds of different serving pieces that are made out of sterling silver, like for a baby spoon or fork or something like that. Those make excellent gifts.
And that, a good point that we hadn't talked about in a while, that the engraving services, whether it's something like that with the flatware or somebody gets a you know, precious metal round they want to give as a gift but make it extra special, you can do the engraving on those as well.
Yes, sir. Same day a lot of the time. If we're not too busy, I can knock it out while they wait too, or like a birthday or something like that, you know, if they just want to put a name on there.
Okay. Now you got to tell them how to find you, Anna. How do they do that?
Yes, sir. We're 2204 Government Street, Midtown Mobile, just a block west of Little Flower Catholic School and Church.
Good stuff. And thank you for being my concierge.
Oh, you're welcome. Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay, there goes Ed at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. All right, to the text line here. Prodigal son always comes up first, or prodigal daughter, or what? The prodigal children. Michael says, Sean, you've fallen into the same anti-second crowd preaches. The tool in the unit isn't the problem. With your logical conclusion, might as well ban the Glock, the AR, the AK, or anything else that throws lead downrange. So, like I said, I what I'm doing is I'm having a, you know, I'm opening myself up to saying that these things tear at me back and forth. But, you know, I think I'm pretty open to the new horizons and possibilities. Speaking of Michael, speaking of which, and we'll talk more about this next week, I'm pretty excited. My stamp came in, and those in the know, it's the old thing, if you know, then you know. My stamp came in, y'all, and working with my buddy Jeff Stone at Stone Arms, a new thing that might be in my safe coming. We're going to talk about that and what goes with this tax stamp, and I'm pretty exciting. Very exciting to put the hearing protection away for a while. There's enough, everybody in the know knows now what I'm talking about, but I can put the hearing protection away. And that thing can go on a brand new platform that can shoot subsonic, but we'll, you know, but I mean, what do I know about two-way stuff? Terry says, I spray WD-40 in the bee holes. Come on. Well, in the bees, so be careful when you say, he said BEE. He wrote BEE. He said, I spray WD-40 in the bee holes and then seal them. He says, carpenter bees return to the same place each year because they prefer to use the same hole for eggs. Treat just the hole. Okay. That's better than them flying off of that dust and getting, like, killing butterflies and all that hippie stuff I worry about. Oh, and speaking of which, here's the Mariner says, in the words of Wayne Mills, redneck hippie is just a little bit tricky. Yeah. Well, that's probably where I roll. Let's see, what is syphilis? Is it syphilis or S.Y. Phyllis? Syphilis on the text line said, my next door neighbor uses a badminton racket for carpenter bees. It's funny to watch. I'm pretty sure some adult beverages are involved. That would be that's the making of kind of a Florida man story, isn't it? The fight started after Jim smacked, you know, Scott with the badminton racket. What prompted that? Well, they were trying to kill carpenter bees. Let's see here. Jerry, well, Sean, I guess I'm in the minority because I never agreed with April Marie on any other issue, but on this one, I'm with her. If we have MS-13 gangs in our area, do you think they would check gun laws in the state before they commit crimes? 100% no. I mean, believe me, that, you know that, Jerry. You know I agree with that stuff. I've talked about it in the past when they talk about gun-free zones and all that. I'm like, that's silliness. That's silliness. Gun-free zones only apply to people that would be law-abiding, not to criminals. So completely agree with you. What I'm saying is the law enforcement folks said, hey, it gives us an extra tool to try to get these people off the street. That's the poison fruit of the temptation. That look there. Let's see. Derek says, I want my tank. Okay. You can buy a tank. You know that, right? Go Google it. You can buy a tank. Usually the places dealing them were like out in probably Arizona, Nevada, probably because they don't rust as badly out there in the desert. You can get you a tank. Which one do you want? I mean, they used to sell like Abrams and stuff. Yeah, you can get a tank. Go Google that up. Back to the – listen, we could do a whole Carpenter Bee show. Chris in Orange Beach saying, have you seen the gun that shoots salt to kill them with? Yeah, I have seen that. I didn't got time to be out doing like setting up a dove shoot for the Carpenter Bees. I just need them to quit eating my house, and that's it. I'd like any other way to do that. Yeah, Bob says, congrats. Looks like Christmas has come early for you. Yeah, and we'll talk about this next week on the show. The process has been made a lot easier. This, as somebody who's new into can collecting, Bob, the process made a lot easier with some technology out there and change in the White House. And locally, my man Jeff Stone doing some great things. But we'll get into that next week. Paul Feinbaum's coming in next. So I got to go. Y'all have a great weekend. And join us tomorrow for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Mike Ward, myself at 7 tomorrow morning.